Pitching change for the Royals here in the fourth inning, trailing 6-1, Kirby Hemish.
Yep, coming in from right field will be Justin Schrader, as Schrader is going to come on in relief of Blaine Ottman. Blaine was doing good, and he should realistically have been out of this fourth inning scot-free, Randy. And next thing you know, you drop a pop-up, double, two RBI single, double, double. So it's like, okay, now I'm not missing bats anymore. So the go to the bullpen, and Schrader will come in here. Brendan O'Brien will come into the game to play right field. He will be in that 10 spot being DH'd for. And welcome to the game, Justin, as you get Kevin Kramer into the batter's box.
You know, you're wondering, too, maybe listening out there, why didn't this happen earlier in the tournament? Why haven't we seen it? This is the first day we've had sunshine in the morning, Kirby.
Yeah.
And so now we're seeing what before 1:30 baseball does. It's tough playing. Kevin Kramer to the plate with a runner at second. Drive to center field. Thielen back. And Carter will make that catch for the out. One pitch for Justin Schrader, and he's out of the inning for the Royals. But the Clippers do some damage here in the fourth inning, scoring four runs in the inning on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. There were no errors, and there was one man left on base. We have played 3.5, 6-1. Watkins with the lead over the Richmond Royals. We're back in a minute.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer.
Kyle Buddy leads off the fourth inning for the Richmond Royals. It'll be Buddy, Dusty Adams, and Carter Thielen. Middle part of the Richmond lineup, 6-7-8. Kyle Buddy so far today hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. At the plate, the count 1-1 to Kyle. Clippers have themselves a 6-1 lead over Richmond as Buddy drills this to deep short. Nolan Geislinger goes to the backhand. Strong throw as he gets up and fires a rocket to Thompson at first. Was that a nice play by Nolan Geislinger?
Well, he's awesome. I mean, that was just a fantastic play to his right. Diving stop, gets up, got the heater across the diamond right there. Very nice play for out number one.
Absolutely. You know, give credit to these Watkins Clippers, Kirby, because, you know, they come to the park yesterday and Matt Geislinger can't play. And it's like, well, what are we going to do without Matt? Well, they went on to beat Luxembourg yesterday, 7-1. They're leading the Royals now 6-1. And it's like we're finding out the gut in these Clippers.
It was one of those teams. I mean, and when you have that all those years, it's like, oh, they just go as far as he goes. And now you look at him and they got to the state tournament without him yesterday, the victory over Luxembourg. And doing fine thus far through three and change today. So it's like you had talked about, that kind of stomach lining. Those guys are showing off a little bit.
2-1, the count to Dusty Adams as Adams drills this to short.
Don't hit it there.
Great pick by Nolan on to first. 6-3 on the putout. Flash a little leather, Mr. Geislinger. Nice play.
Get it away from him. Showing off a little bit as he picks that one, sets his feet. He's got a strong arm coming across the diamond. It's crazy how young he is still.
Yeah, going to be a junior. DJ Schleicher heading down to the Royal bullpen. Doing a little stretching. Two outs, nobody on for the Royals. Thielen ground ball to third. Carson Geislinger picks it up over to first. It gets by Thompson as he one-hopped it over to Justin, and Thielen will leg it out to second base. So a throwing error by Carson, allowing the Royals a two-out base runner.
Fielded it nicely. Throw just kind of pushing Thompson towards right field, Randy, and unable to grab the to make the catch. And so some mistakes by Richmond in the field that Watkins was able to take advantage of. We'll see if Richmond can return the favor here.
Adam Bacchus to the plate. Adam struck out in his first at bat. Royals had golden opportunity in the second inning. They had loaded the bases with nobody out, only able to get one run in. With those bases loaded. As Carter Block kicks in, delivers to Bacchus, and that's low for a ball, 1-0.
Three hits yesterday for the Royal shortstop.
Picked himself up a coveted chasm cap. And Bacchus will take a strike called and 1-1.
Did the Bat Boys get into that picture?
Absolutely.
That's the good stuff right there.
Yeah.
I hope you sent that to him.
Uh-huh. One ball, one strike. Bacchus will follow it back and out of play. And the count, 1-2. 1-2 the count. Carter Block looks back to second, and his pitch on the way. That's over Bacchus's head, and Brendan Ashton throws to second as Carter Thielen had jumped off quite a ways.
Big secondary, and the Clippers noticed it, so they took a shot right there, see if they could throw him out.
Brendan ended up on all fours, Kirby, after he threw that ball, yet he slipped. The count, two balls, two strikes. Here's Block's pitch. And Bacchus, ground ball to first. Justin Thompson scoops it up like he's played there every day of his life and runs it to the first base bag, and that'll do it for the Royals in the fourth. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on. We play four here in Meyer Grove, 6-1. Watkins with the lead over Richmond. We're back in a minute.
At Port Cleveland, score 6-1.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Your dependable neighbor broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Top of five on what now is a Sunday afternoon. If you're just joining us here on KASM, thank you for being with us. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish, and Meyer Grove. Joe Gill producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. Justin Schrader on the mound facing Danny Berg. The first pitch and ball. There's a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Clippers sent eight men to the plate. Last inning scored four runs as Berg checked swing and pulled his hands through the strike zone and went off the bat. Kind of an excuse me strike, and 1-2.
Clippers scored four. Should have been zero, Randy.
Berg drives it to left field. Adams coming hard, and that's going to bounce in front of Dusty. Dan has just got that inside-out swing, Kirby. And I will tell you, when I played back in the day, that was like the Craig Ehrlichman of the world.
Yep.
Craig would always take it the other way. It was like, how do you defense this? Well, if you play it too shallow, he's going to put it over your head.
If you play deep, he'll just bloop it in there.
Yeah, exactly. So Berg on with a base hit. He gets his second hit of the day. And to the plate, Brendan Ashton. And the pitch is a strike to Brendan in 0-1.
Couple of left side bounce outs for Brendan thus far today.
Justin Schrader delivers, and Justin delivers high for a ball in 1-1. Justin hasn't thrown a ton of innings for Richmond this year.
No, kind of spot relief work. They haven't asked him to go very deep. I don't believe he's started any games.
As Brendan sends this a long way to left center field, Adams calling for it. He'll make the catch for out number one. Of course, Justin, for years, Kirby, the ace of the Atwater Chuckers, threw a lot of innings over there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I had at least one game as an umpire with Justin. The guy could bring it.
We played Atwater Regions 2016 in Painesville. That was when they had that nine-team region, and there were two Friday night games.
Yeah.
He was the starting pitcher that night, I remember. And then when he moved to Richmond, he asked, can I play with you guys? I was like, oh, awesome. And like, I don't like to throw as much as I used to, but I'd rather hit. It's like, whatever. Yeah. We'll take what we can get.
Carter Block at the plate. First pitch, a strike called, and fouls the next pitch off, and 0-2 to Carter Block. The base runner, Dan Berg, over at first. 0-2 the count. Schrader comes home. Outside that pitch in, 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
I feel like that bell's rang more than 12 times.
Yes. Here's a ground ball to second. Slowly hit. Buddy will go to second for one, and that's all they're going to get as Block scoots down the line.
Hit a little too slow. Buddy, you know, kind of realizing that, I believe, too, ran in. He fielded it, made sure he got the for sure one at second base.
Let's get the lead guy, 4-6. Force out at second. Two outs here in inning number five for Watkins. And Carson Geislinger steps into the batter's box. Carson. It's kept Kyle Buddy busy today. A couple pop-ups to him. Pitch a strike called and 0-1. Two outs and one on. 10 hits in the ball game for Watkins. It's two for the Royals as Geislinger pops this one up by home plate. Cole Schmidt's chasing that. Is actually going to go behind the first base dugout, which is occupied by the Royals. Gary Cool retrieves that ball.
Oh, quarter for Gary.
Yep. No, he handed it off to a kid.
Look at that. Even better for Gary.
Yep.
Pay it forward.
The lead by Block over at first. Holthaus holding him there. Schrader's pitch. Drive down the right field line, or actually make it the left field line. And that's out of play. And the count at 0-2 to Carson Geislinger. Waiting on deck, Gavin Mathias. Here's Schrader's pitch, breaking ball. That's skims inside. Carson had turned his body away. It still stayed inside on him. And the count at a ball and two strikes. Schrader comes home. Here's a little bloop in the infield. This is going to be a tough play for anybody. Schrader tries to flip it to Holthaus. Nothing. And now going to third, it's Carter Block, and he's going to be safe over at third. That was like in between the first baseman, second baseman, and pitcher, Kirby, almost perfectly placed, that little swing.
Flopped in there nicely, and Schrader with the flip of the glove, and he kind of looped it a little too much. And I don't know if Holthaus, he clearly didn't see that Block was going, and by the time he realized that Block was going first to third, he didn't have enough time to throw him out. So some hustle by the Clippers, and they got runners at the corners with two away.
So a hit by Carson Geislinger, and Mathias comes to the plate. Gavin, 1-for-2 today, had a double in his last at-bat.
He hit that ball that Carter Thielen lost in center field.
Yeah, got a gift double. So Block at third, Carson Geislinger at first. He got to have himself a big lead over there as Mathias foul tips that at the plate. The count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Now Rosa's starting to show up as they're coming through the gate. They'll take on the winner of this ball game. Half hour or so after this ball game's complete. Carson Geislinger goes. Here's Cole Schmidt's throw. That one hops. Adam Bach is fielding it in front of the bag. And Carter Block just hanging out at third base. He and Matt Geislinger are shaking their heads at each other. Carter's going, God, I don't think I could have made it.
I don't think he could have either.
No.
I think Bach is coming in front of the bag there. Adam realizing that we don't want to give him a free run on the first and third. So
here's the pitch to Mathias, and he swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Clippers in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played 4.5, Watkins 6, Richmond 1. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at BeyerBuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, BeyerBuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
Six to one our score. It is Watkins leading Richmond here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chase Alshire, Cameron Miller, and Cole Schmitz, the 1-2-3 hitters for the Royals. And Alshire rips it over the glove of Nolan Geislinger in the left center field. And Nolan just about got that.
He's stomping around, mad that he didn't. And it was like, well, give yourself a break. You're not LeBron James to go up there and catch that thing. But he's animated. He wants it out there. It's fun to watch. But Alshire, a solid knock right there.
There it is. Yep, third hit of the day for the Royals. Cameron Miller into the batter's box. 0 for 2 for Camp. And a ground ball to second. Dustin Kramer flips to Nolan for one. Dustin just making sure he gets that lead, man.
Hit a little slow. It kind of gobbled up in the infield right there, and Dustin with a bit of a bobble himself. So he just flips to second for the quick one. Alshire retired, and Miller checks in at first.
Royals looking for somebody to start leading the way, and is it then Cole Schmitz's bat here? He comes to the plate, the runner on first, as that pitch goes over the head of Brendan Ashton. All the way to the backstop. That not getting close to anyone.
No, it was 10 feet high, basically, right there. As block, I don't know, bad grip, or if he overthrew, or what the scoop was. He's got Schmitz a couple times today. Bounce outs to third.
Cam Miller takes his lead over at first. And Carter Block here ready to deliver that 1-0 pitch. It's on the way. Low, ball two. Sam Holthaus on deck. Six runs, 11 hits, and an error for Watkins. One run, three hits, no errors for Richmond. That's low again, and the count at 3-0.
If you're thinking each of these teams are in, Randy, and it doesn't really matter, I would argue that these are awfully, awfully important, because a four, if you're the four, you're for sure going to play somebody's number two. You can't play a three. There's never a 3-4 matchup in the first round. So if you're a four, you're playing a region runner-up.
There's a strike call to Cole Schmitz, and 3-1.
I'd say a three, you have a good chance of playing a number two as well.
Yes.
So the only spot you really want to be out of these three teams playing here today is whoever wins our next one, because you'll be a two.
You'll get a three or four.
For sure, yeah.
It's a ball four to Cole Schmitz, and that gives the Royals runners at first and second with one out.
Block had kind of cruised through those third and fourth innings now, and leadoff single to Alshire, and then get the walk with runners aboard. He hasn't had many pressure pitches, Randy.
Block with his fourth walk of the day. He's also hit one man as Sam Holthaus falls this to the backstop, and 0-1 to Sam.
Two of those four walks belong to this guy.
Well, it's one strike. Justin Schrader on deck for the Royals. DJ Schleicher continues to loosen up in the bullpen. Carter Block looking back to second. Miller gets a pretty nice lead as he comes home, and the pitch is high. And the count at 1-1. Carter blocked this inning, Kirby, for the first time in the ballgame. I know he has not been happy with where he's releasing the ball. The ball is sailing on him. Holthaus drives this over our heads in the count 1-2.
See, my car is a Lone Ranger over there again today. You're in the field?
I'm in the field. I'm in the field. 1-2 the count. Holthaus swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Big out two right there. Not putting the ball in play. Royals have had as Block, is that just his second strikeout, and both of which are with guys on base where Richmond's got to put ball in play, Randy. Of course, easier said than done, but his two punch-outs have been timely.
Oh, he's at three.
It's three punch-outs.
Cam Miller.
Oh, in the first inning. That's right.
Yeah, but again, when he needs to, he's come up big with strikeouts. Here's Justin Schrader. Justin pops this one up in the infield. Nolan Geislinger calling for it. Nolan's going to make the catch, and that'll end the Royal threat. As they leave two, no runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played five here in Meyer Grove. Watkins 6, Richmond 1. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at CentralMinnesotaRealty.com. That's CentralMNRealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a line of used TMR mixers. Are you in need of an upgrade? If so, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 or check out our website, DairylandSupply.com, to see if we have the right mixer for your operation. When you buy from Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, you can buy with confidence. Our equipment has gone through the shop and goes out the door farm ready. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Top of the sixth inning, and the Watkins Clippers will send number 9 man Heath Kramer to the plate. Nolan Geislinger and Justin Thompson facing Justin Schrader. Heath Kramer had a big hit. His last at bat, a hit that drove in two for the Clippers in their 4-run fourth inning.
Yeah, that was that. So that was after the Mathias dropped pop up, and it was like, okay, can Ottman get out of this yet? And then Kramer pounds that one. It's like, and it kind of kept her going there for that Watkins 4-run fourth.
Kramer into the batter's box, and Justin Schrader. His first pitch is fouled out of play, and 0-1 the count. Absolutely beautiful day.
Oh.
Yeah. People just basking in the sunshine. Mentioned yesterday was fairly cool. As Kramer bounces to third, Cameron Miller comes in. Miller will field it and throws a strike over to first. 5-3 in the putout.
We've seen Kramer run a little bit. He did go first to third on that Geislinger double, but seeing him run, Cam playing deep, taking his time with that one, Randy, and you get to set your feet and get those little advantages, because if it was this guy hitting that one, he'd be coming back from the right field line, taking his batting gloves off if he took that kind of time.
Nolan Geislinger, Kirby's referring to as this guy.
Yeah.
Nolan in the batter's box, and the first pitch to Nolan is high for a ball, 1-0.
Crack that double into the right field corner his last time up.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to watch the career of Nolan Geislinger and how he's matured as a player playing at such a young age and just seeing where that career is going to go.
Yeah, what's it going to look like when he's 23?
Exactly. 2-0 the count to Geislinger. Pitch low and in the dirt. And the count at 3-0 now. Three balls, no strikes. Justin Schrader, his pitch. That's in the dirt, ball 4.
None of them really close there, Randy. Maybe the pitch he's offered or attempted to offer at and pulled back on, but the rest of them not really in the vicinity.
Noah Geislinger he watches that ball so well as it crosses the plate. Now Justin Thompson looking down to Matt Geislinger, and Matt threw some signs there if they're going to maybe steal Nolan. And he goes, first pitch. Here's Cole's throw. That's not in time. It gets through and backed up by Thielen in center field. So he is in scoring position.
That wasn't even a very good jump, and he still beat that throw there. So I think he talks about the maturation, that the kid's going to get better, and he's going to, you know, get better jumps and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Thompson now at the plate. That last pitch was called a strike, and the pitch to Justin, chopped to first. Nice big hop for Holthaus. He'll run it to the bag. Nolan Geislinger goes over to third. So Thompson pushing the base runner to third base. And with two outs, Kevin Kramer to the plate.
Kevin Kramer.
This was the first guy Justin saw when Schrader came in to relieve Blaine Ottman back in the fourth inning. Took him one pitch to get him out.
Kevin Kramer so far today, 1-for-3. Fourth at bat here in the sixth inning. This pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kramer deep in the box, drives it to right center field, and that's going to drive in Nolan Geislinger as it rolls to the fence. Picked up out there and back into the infield. That throw coming in by right fielder Brent O'Brien.
Crapped on that. That was a good piece of hitting right there as he just shoots that to right center. Randy, he swung early in the count. It was a one pitch out to Schrader the first time he saw him, and this was 1-0. If it's in there apparently for Kramer, you've got to be nasty because he's coming with it.
And I have to add Kevin's name to my list, Kirby, the fifth double of the day for the Clippers. Danny Berg bouncing back to Schrader on the mound. Justin will knock it down, throws to first. He gets Berg. 1-3 in the putout, but the Clippers do a little damage here in the sixth as they score a run on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played 5.5. It's Watkins 7, Richmond 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bottom of the sixth for the Richmond Royals. I'm Randy Rodstein, Kirby Hemish with you here at Meyer Grove. Big Kyle Buddy leading it off for the Royals. Dusty Adams, Carter Thielen, scheduled to bat after Kyle. Carter blocks down the distance so far for the Watkins Clippers, and the first pitch, strike called, 0-1. 7 runs, 12 hits for Watkins, 1 error. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Richmond. Pitch high and outside to Kyle Buddy in the count, 1-1. Buddy pops this one up over by first base. Thompson in foul ground to make the catch for the out. Yeah, Justin just looks like a good athlete over at first base there, Kirby.
He caught a lot for the Springers at times in a pinch.
Okay.
Yeah, not a lot. They still had Ryan Holthaus.
Yeah,
Sam Holthaus' uncle. But he'd catch in a pinch for him, and good pitcher, good ball player all around, it seems like.
Dusty Adams will take a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch, there's a strike called, and 1-1. Dusty so far today, 1-for-2, had a base hit in his first at-bat. Bounced to a short in the last at-bat. The pitch popped up behind the plate. That's going to go falling out of play, and the count at a ball and two strikes.
Got the lone Royal RBI today.
1-2. Adams ground ball to first. Thompson called on again. He'll make the play. Unassisted put up for Justin Thompson, and Adams is out. The second out of the inning for the Royals. And here comes Carter Thielen to the plate. Carter 0-2 today. Reached on an error by the third baseman, Carson Geislinger, in his last at-bat. Pitch low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch from Block low and in the dirt, and 2-0. 2-0 the count. Swing and a miss, and 2-1. Kirby, I go back to that second inning when Richmond left three on base, and, you know, just the dynamics of a ball game. Let's say they score three or four runs that inning.
Changes the game.
It changes the game, yeah.
Literally on the scoreboard. But, I mean, you look at it, and the decision by Geislinger, if he called it or who it was, that when it was bases loaded, nobody out, Carter Thielen at the plate to bring everybody in.
Yeah.
And he grounded to second. Now, you could have turned two potentially on that play if the infield was back up the gut. But they decided to bring them all in because they didn't think they could turn two on the quick guy, and saved him a run there. Bacchus strikes out, so they don't put it in play, and they only get the one run.
Yeah. Carter Thielen taking strike three called, and that's going to end the Richmond sixth inning. They go 1-2-3 here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6-7-1. Watkins with the lead over the Richmond Royals. We're back in a minute.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass.
Top of the seventh inning, the Watkins Clippers set to bring the middle of their order to the plate. Brendan Ashton, Carter Block, and Carson Geisling and Kirby Hibbins are going to be facing a new pitcher.
Yeah, Richmond goes to the bullpen once again. DJ Schleicher into the game. Justin Schrader goes back to right field. DJ will be in the 10 spot as being DH4. As we're joined in the booth now by El Rosa Saints manager A.J. Hadley. As first things first, A.J., congratulations on a trip to the big dance.
Thank you very much, Kerb. Randy, Kerb, pleasure to join you here this afternoon.
You got it. Now, Randy and I have kind of been joking a little bit throughout the tournament that you guys, the youth of the Saints is pretty evident. Do they know how cool it is to go to the state tournament? Are they aware of really what's going on, or are they just kind of showing up at the park and playing ball?
Well, you know, speaking of this youth, these guys have been to a lot of state high school league state tournaments with football, boys basketball, wrestling. So they know what it is, and they know what it feels like, and they've been watching us play for many, many years, so they know what they're getting themselves into.
You guys really had a successful season this year in the Stearns County North, and actually overall too. And so is it when you enter region play, do you feel that teams are gunning for you every time you step on the field?
Well, you know, when you have a 12-1 regular season, you know you're going to see everybody's best. You do have a bit of a target on your back.
Yeah.
But that's why we show up and play every Sunday and give them our best.
Brendan Ashton grounding out to Cameron Miller, 5-3 in the putout. That'll bring Carter Block to the plate. So DJ Schleicher getting the first out. And Kirby, DJ, this is the first time he's pitched since you said June?
Something like that. Middle of June, he had an emergency appendectomy and just was on the mend for a while there. And then he said, I think I'm ready to go, but it's playoffs and it's regions and stuff like that. So Blaine's saying, well, I'm not going to let you try to figure it out at that time. So apparently in a six-run game, it's the opportunity before you get to the state tournament to give him a shot. Is joined by A.J. Hadley again as we talk about the youth of your team. You got, three high school kids in the lineup?
Our catcher, Blaine Fisher, just graduated. Ashton Dingman over at first just graduated. Will Van Beck in left field just graduated. And Gavin Campson, our DH. So, yeah, four of them.
Wow.
And, you know, you look around at our starting lineup, you got a veteran in Kevin Kiefler in center and Matt Schmitz at second base. And those are the veterans out there.
Yeah.
It helps having that veteran presence in the dugout now. And, you know, there's a lot of coaching points and teachable moments out there for these young kids to, embrace.
Carter Block at the plate, Kirby, and Block with a count of 2 balls, 2 strikes as he squibs this one foul.
And that's what's cool, Age, for guys like Randy and I, and even you, the baseball dorks, when you see these young kids and it's like, wow, like you're 17 and you're playing in huge baseball games. You're playing in front of, you know, Friday night. That was an awesome crowd over in El Rosa. And the opportunity that those guys get to face a guy like Scott Leeser under the lights and stuff like that, it's teachable moments you talked about and just growing experiences right there that you can't really buy at a baseball 365 camp.
Last year, regular season wise, we were that 5-8 team, you know, trying to figure out who we were. But we put those young kids out there and, you know, you got to start there. And, yeah. You know, speaking of Scotty Leeser throwing against these kids on Friday night, you don't get the luxury of seeing that at the high school level. And now you transition that into the playoffs and region baseball in front of a big crowd. It's a big moment.
Big spots make better ball players. As Randy, we did see a base knock right there by Carter Block.
Yeah, ripped one up the middle. Carson Geislinger into the batter's box. Carson 1-for-3 today. He rips this one up the middle, almost deja vu of Carter Block's. And back-to-back singles with one out off of DJ Schleicher will bring Gavin Mathias to the plate.
So you get yesterday off, the luxury of playing Friday night off, and then back at it today, you get the winner of this game. You going back with Wyatt?
We will throw Wyatt, but we have Ethan in our back pocket as always.
Not a bad back pocket.
We do have a luxury of having a deep pitching staff. There's a lot of guys on this team that can throw if necessary.
As Mathias swings and misses strike one.
El Rosa first state tournament since 2018?
You got it. Yeah, 2018.
Oh, that sleepy eye game.
Do not remind me of that game.
The tricky Indians. Yeah.
0-1 the count, one out. Runners at first and second. As Schleicher delivers and Mathias swings and misses strike two. Kirby's got a memory unbeknownst, AJ. So he does remember those moments.
I remember that game quite well. First time I've ever seen that in live action. Yeah, that 2018's done.
Yeah, he's referring to a first and third base running move that Sleepy Eye ran like five times where it's like, what is going on? And it was something, yeah, I'd never seen it before or since, so and we can leave it at that. But it's great to see you guys back. And, I mean, just the opportunity for these new guys because
Mathias will bloop this one to Bach is at short, makes the play, quickly throws back to second, safe as Block. And that's the second out of the inning. That'll bring Heath Kramer to the plate.
Because like Dingman and Fisher, those guys weren't in the lineup in 2018. With Peter, maybe, but so Kiefler, Schmitz, and Peter, other than that, you got six guys who've never even laced them up for the state tourney.
You know, Derek Wiener.
Wiener too, okay.
Wiener is a veteran out in right field for us. Now, I say veteran pretty loosely at age 23.
Well, when you got 17 and 18-year-olds, though, that's, that changes it.
The ground ball to short. Bacchus will pick it up, throws it across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Clippers here in the seventh. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on.
AJ, thanks a lot, man. Best of luck today. We'll follow you as far as you go. Go win some ball games down south, and congratulations again.
You bet. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks for coming up, AJ.
You bet.
We're going to take a one-minute timeout after 6.5, 7-1 Watkins over Richmond. We're back in a minute. Thanks.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Region 15 C baseball action on KASM, brought to you by Kramer Lumber and Melrose, Lou's Audubon and Glass and Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, BNS Excavating, Belgrade, Buyer Built to Belgrade, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwell Pub, John Dole, Century 21 First Realtor, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Painesville, Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, and El Rosa Lumber Company. As Adam Backus steps into the box, and the first pitch to Adam here in the bottom of the seventh inning is a strike called, and 0-1. Backus pulls back on that bat like he's going to bunt, pulls back in, ruled a ball, one ball, one strike.
Seeding game, Randy. Winner of this one will get El Rosa, 1:30 scheduled start. Loser will be our region's four seed.
It's a ground ball down the third baseline. It's foul in the count, one ball, two strikes. Region 15 sponsors also include the Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairy Lynn Supply and Sock Center, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany and Richmond A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den, Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM of Wade Park, White Clover Farms, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, the Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Columbia Gear over in Avon, and St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency as Backus takes a pitch outside and the count at two balls, two strikes. Royals batting here in the bottom of the seventh inning. With only three hits today, here's a ground ball to Geislinger at third. Carson picks it up across the diamond and 5-3 on the putout.
We're seeing some players in this tournament, Randy. This Carson Geislinger is no joke over at third. That was a smooth, easy play. Backus runs good up the line, fields it, sets himself, and just a strike across to Thompson. They got some guns on the side of the infield.
Watkins holds on to this lead. You may see Carson Geislinger on the mound in the next game as Elshire takes a strike call and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Carter Block delivers, and Elshire takes low for a ball, and 1-1. Ball and a strike. 14 hits for the Clippers off of Richmond pitching today as Elshire pops this one up behind the plate. Brendan Ashton flipped his mask off, and then Sod was going foul. The count at 1-2 yet.
Big thank you to AJ, Randy, coming up here and chatting with us. We're going to get Carl Leeser up here. I see him over there. I just sent him a text. We'll get him up here in game two.
That's inside. It's going to hit Chase Elshire. That fastball on the inside corner. So the Royals get a one-out base runner. Elshire has been on base 3 out of 4 times today.
Good leadoff.
Yeah. Look back to yesterday, too. He was on base 4 out of 5 times. As Cam Miller takes the pitch high for a ball, 1-0.
You've seen it, Randy. You get those guys at the top of the order, and we've seen some awesome leadoff hitters in this region over the years. John Leasers, Mittendorfs, and I remember Eric Schoenberg. I always thought just have that good at-bat to start in that one spot. Just a long, productive at bat. It doesn't have to be the Craig Ehrlichman marathon, but just to see some pitches and getting on base, the putting the pressure on Chad Funk does when he's on base all the time. It just changes the game.
Miller will take a strike called and 2-1. You are so correct. And yeah, those players, it's a head scratcher. They find ways to get on. They find ways. 2-1 the count. Miller will take low and 3-1. Yeah, whether it's hit by a pitch or walk or whether they reach on an error, they probably hit a ball very hard and or base hit.
Yeah, you get errors on base like 6 times and he'd score 5 of them.
There's a strike call to Miller and the count full now, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, 1 on for Richmond here in the bottom of the 7th inning, a 7-1 Watkins lead. Carter Block deals and Miller will follow that to the backstop. And the count at 3-2 yet.
What did that hit? Did it bounce that
sounded far? Like cement, but it must have hit the board at the base, or is that cement there at the base of that fence?
So the cement underneath the grandstand.
3-2. Miller takes low, ball 4. So a couple more base runners for the Royals today.
If they want to get into this thing, Randy, they're down 6 now, and you got the guy you want up with some guys on. If you want to get back into this, you've only got 8 outs to work with yet. You got to get moving here.
Richmond has left 8 base runners so far today.
What'd they leave yesterday? Was it something big again?
Yeah, it was like 14. 12 or 14. Schmitz squibs this one foul off his foot, even though it rolls in fair ground. Cole, that quick bat is.
A little grimace on his face right now. Lincoln's in the dugout saying, yep, been there.
Yeah, want my bag of ice?
I got to come out of the game catching. You still have to.
So Schmitz back into the box. 0-1 the count. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch by Block. That's high. And the count, 1-1. Of course, some of these Watkins players, they probably remember Chase Alshire when he played for Luxembourg back in the day. He's out at second. Cole takes a strike call, and that strike on the outside corner. And the count, 1-2.
Chase showed his hands to square around a bunt, and Matt Geisinger sitting below me said, bunting? And Chase looked at him like, yeah, I'm just moving a third baseman a little bit. So there's plenty of relationships there.
You bet. And that's going to hit Cole Schmitz. I caught him in either the wrist or the hands, forearm. Now Matt Geisinger out to have a word with his right-hander. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Bases loaded for Richmond. Just the 1 out. And Geisinger, probably a good mound visit here.
Yeah. I mean, you get the hit-by-pitch, walk, hit-by-pitch combo. That's where it shows you that command that Block has pretty much had. He did have a couple walks earlier. He's walked this guy a couple times. But that command may be fading a little bit, Randy. And he's into the 7th. His pitch count's probably creeping towards that triple-digit area. Not sure if Carter has been stretched out this much that much this year when you got Thompson, Geisinger, and Berg. So chance to calm him down a little bit.
You know, Matt's managing, too, with the thought in his mind, too, that, if we do play another game today, I've got to kind of save my pitching. Yeah.
But then there's the other part that you can't worry about game 2 until you get through game 1.
Exactly. Exactly. Bases loaded. Sam Holthaus to the plate. And Carter Block's pitch. Holthaus swings and misses strike 1.
You go into the weekend without Matt, and I don't know what Dan Berg's availability will be, so you're kind of already behind the eight ball to begin with. I'd say Thompson's 9 were very appreciated yesterday.
0-1 the count to Holthaus. The pitch high for a ball and 1-1.
Sam 0 for 1 on the day. A couple walks. He has the lone Royal run scored. Came across the score on the Adams single back in the 2nd.
Ball and a strike. Carter Block delivers. Holthaus fouls it to the backstop and the count 1-2.
Frustration in that swing, Randy. I think he's seeing it. He's just not getting the meaty part of the bat on it like he thinks he should.
Royals had loaded the bases back in the 2nd inning. They have them loaded here in the 7th. Just 3 hits on the day for Richmond. They've loaded the bases here without a hit. And Holthaus takes high for a ball and 2-2.
Whew, that was a heck of a take. I was thinking again, Richmond wasn't going to put the ball in play with the bases loaded.
Justin Schrader, he's on deck. Two balls, two strikes. Block ready. Out of the stretch, he comes home, and this has hit a long way to right field. Berg back, looking up, and it is off the fence. It's going to score one, going to score two. They're going to hold Cole Schmitz at third as that one hit the base of the fence out at the 350 sign. And a long double for Sam Holthaus, and the Royals 7-3.
Holthaus hit that a ton. Off the bat, Randy, you know, I heard out of the Richmond dugout someone say, get out of here. And I just looked up at the ball. It's like, huh? And then it just kept going and going and going. And I always watch the outfielder, you know me, and Dan Berg was head down running. He wasn't even looking if I had a play on it. The thing's well over my head. So big RBI double for a two RBI double for Holthaus, and Royals are cooking, and that'll be the afternoon for Block.
Dustin Kramer will come in from second base. He's going to get the wing loose, and he'll be throwing here as Carter Block will go to second. So a pitching change for the Clippers here in the seventh. Let's take a 30-second timeout.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their VAT pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Pitching change for the Watkins Clippers here in the seventh inning. Richmond has scored. They have runners at second and third with one out, and Kirby Hemish, they switch it up.
To the pen, yeah. They'll go Dustin Kramer on the mound. Carter Block is going to play second base as welcome to the ball game, Dusty Kramer. As you got Justin Schrader up, two men on in scoring position, just the one out here, and we're in the seventh yet. So you got some big outs to get if you're Dustin Kramer.
Royals getting that fourth hit of the day. Comes off the bat of Holthaus, and now Justin Schrader bloops this to left field, and that'll be down for a base hit. That'll score Cole Schmitz. Holthaus holds up at third. And Schrader picking up his second hit of the day, an RBI single for Justin.
Clutch hit right there by Justin. Not trying to do too much, just blooping that into a short left, and the Royals played another one, and I told you off the air. How big do those sunshine pop-ups look now, Randy?
They really do. Kyle Buddy to the plate. Kyle so far today 0 for 2, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Dustin Kramer comes home, and Kyle Buddy takes a strike called 0-1. Ball's one strike. Kramer a right-hander. Looks down to Brendan Ashton. And the pitch by Dustin. That's low and inside. Ball 1-1.
Buddy hit by a pitch today. Bounce out, fly out thus far.
Carter Block went over to second base. You may be wondering, where's Lincoln Hogan? Lincoln fouled a pitch off his foot early on. Here's a fly ball to center field, tagging as Holthaus. Here comes the throw by Kramer to the plate, not in time, and Richmond scores their fourth run of the inning on a sacrifice fly by Buddy. That was a heck of a throw by Kevin Kramer.
Very good. I didn't think there was a prayer as deep as that was hit, but Kramer with a strong arm got it in, and a big RBI knock, and the Royals have cut the lead to 2 now for Watkins.
Sam Holthaus crossing the plate. Justin Schrader did not move up on that throw home. He's still over at first base, and here's Dusty Adams to the plate. 7-5 our score in the seventh. And the pitch is a ball to Adams, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kramer from the stretch. Adams will foul this to the backstop, and one ball, one strike.
1-for-3 for Dusty. He had the RBI single that played at Holthaus back in the second inning. For a while, that was Richmond's only run until woke the bats up a little bit here in the seventh inning.
One ball, one strike. Schrader, modest lead at first. Adams takes the curveball in the outside corner for a strike, and one and two.
Didn't like that one. Dusty, he's letting Ricky know about it right now. I think Hendrickson's been pretty good behind the plate today, Randy.
Yeah, I thought pretty consistent strike zone today. A ball and two strikes. The pitch just missing on the inside corner is that pitch. And the count two and two to Adams. Two, two, the count. Schrader leads from first. Thompson will hold him there. And here's the pitch by Kramer. That's high. The count full at three and two. So it'll give Justin Schrader a little bit of a head start as he can go, and Kramer lets it go. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Adams. That's high, ball four. And for Watkins pitching, Kirby, that's their second walk of the inning. They've hit two men in the inning. So they've given up a few free passes here to the Royals.
Looks like we'll get a pinch runner out of the dugout for Richmond. Carter Dronnell will come in run for Justin Schrader.
Stepping up to the plate, center fielder, Carter Thielen.
Big spot right here. You got the go-ahead run in the batter's box, Randy.
Absolutely. Carter Thielen to the plate. Carter's at his moments. He had a double yesterday and hits this a long way to left center field. Kramer giving chase, and on the run, Kevin dives and makes the catch in the left center field gap. And that'll end the Royals' rally here in the seventh. Richmond coming up with four runs in the inning. On two base hits, there were no clipper errors, and two men left on base. After seven, 7-5, Watkins with the lead over the Richmond Royals. We're coming back with the eighth, and Kirby Hemish in a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Columbia Gear in Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on Chasm Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.